Hello, pet. I have a surprise for you today. Don't worry. I know you're going to like it.
Baby girl? Yes, you can come in now.
Yes, Miss Wendy.
Good girl. You see, pet, while I've been training you and my other lost boys to be more submissive, to melt, to be mine, I've been training my lost girls to be more dominant. Still submissive to me, of course, but to be mistresses. Mistresses for my lost boys, my good subby boys like you. And since both of my groups of pets have been doing so well with their training, I thought I'd give you something of an exam. So I paired each of my good pets, one good girl of mine with one good boy, one good girl to dominate, and one good boy to submit. So, my good boy, I want to introduce you to your mistress for tonight, Miss Val. Say hello, pet. Say hello, Miss Val. Good boy. Baby girl, he will be your sub tonight. He's a very good boy. One of my best lost boys. Say hello, baby girl.
Of course, Miss Wendy. Hello, pet. Like Miss Wendy said, I'm Miss B. And you are to address me as such. Do you understand? Good boy. I am so excited to own you tonight.
My. You both seem very eager. Eager to get started on this exam, aren't you? Baby girl?
Yes, Miss Wendy?
Like I told you before, I'm only going to be giving you high-level instructions. You know, the general idea. I want to see how creative you are, how you can execute them, how in control you are while doing so. Do you understand?
Yes, Miss Wendy.
Good girl. And pet, you are to obey her just as you would obey me. Like you must treat every word that comes from her lips like they have come from mine. Do you understand? Good boy. You may begin now, baby girl. Start by getting familiar with him, teasing him, make him melt for you.
Yes, Miss Bundy. Pat, stand up for me. Good boy. I want you to strip down to your underwear slowly. Slowly remove one article of clothing at a time as I walk around you. I want to see your body. I want to take you in. I can see you tensing up a bit when I'm behind you like this. What are you afraid of? Afraid that I'll start spanking you? Afraid that I'll suddenly cuff your hands? We both know you'd enjoy that anyways. I know it's just because you're not used to me. You're used to Miss Wendy. I'm completely new to you. But you like that, don't you? Not knowing what's going to come next. Experiencing new things. Ms. Wendy has told me all about how much of a brave boy you are.
You are such a brave, strong man for me, aren't you?
Besides, Ms. Wendy told you to trust me. She told you to treat everything I say as if she were the one saying it. didn't she? You wouldn't want to disobey Miss Wendy, would you? I didn't think so. So, trust in Miss Wendy. Trust in me.
Trust her, pet.
Say it. Say, I trust you, Miss B. Good boy.
Good boy.
Such a good boy. Now only in your underwear for me, just like I instructed. I see you are already at least a little hard for me. Let me grab and hold it to check and make sure I'm seeing what I think I'm seeing.
Oh my.
I was right. I own this cock. I own these balls. Isn't that right, Pat? I want you to say it. I want you to tell me who owns your cock and balls. That's right. I do. Because I do. I also own your orgasm. Tell me, Pat, who owns your orgasm? Good boy. You may now take off your underwear, Pat. Because I own your cock. Because I own your balls. Because I own your orgasm. And because you trust me. I want you to melt for me. Melt into subspace. Melt for me just like you melt for Miss Wendy.
Melt for her, my lost boy.
And as your mind melts and submits to me, I want your body to melt to the floor, and I want you to kneel in front of me. Get on your knees for me, Pat.
Very good. Baby girl. You can have him begin to play with himself.
Yes, Miss Wendy. Pat, I want you to grab your cock around the base. Hold it tight. Feel it throb and pulse in your hand, begging to be stroked. But don't stroke it yet. I want you to watch me as I approach you, as I stand right in front of your face. Just a few layers of fabric separating your mouth from my pussy. I wonder, would you rather lick my pussy or fuck it? Don't answer that. Just imagine what you would do in your mind. Let your mind run wild as you start stroking your cock slowly for me. Would you opt to focus all of your attention on your mistress? Use your mouth and forget about your cock, giving me 100% of the pleasure? Or would you opt to take some of that pleasure for yourself? Fucking your mistress's pussy with your cock, still giving me pleasure, but making sure you got some pleasure for yourself as well.
Such a hard decision, isn't it, Pet?
It would feel so good to have your cock in my pussy, thrusting your hard cock deep inside me, in and out. But something is so hot about you foregoing that pleasure to focus entirely on me. I think I'm going to let you stroke faster now. Stroke faster while you think about what you would do to my pussy. Something you so desperately want, but can't have.
Don't forget to make him beg, baby girl.
Of course, Miss Wendy. You so desperately want to stroke faster, don't you, Pat? You so desperately want permission to stroke faster. So beg for it. Beg for something you desperately want, but don't have. Just like my pussy. Beg for me. Beg. Good boy. Look up at me, Pat. Look into my eyes. You may stroke faster, but I want you to look at me while you do. And I want you to suck on my fingers. You're finished begging, but I still want to put that mouth of yours to good use. And I love hearing your muffled moans. Get them nice and wet. Suck on my fingers while you stroke your cock fast.
You are both doing so well, really. I think I can leave you two for now. Go check on my other subs. Baby girl, you may continue to tease and edge him, but don't have him come until I return. Do you understand?
Yes, Miss Wendy.
And Pet, you are being such a good boy. Keep it up, okay? I'll be back soon.
It's just you and me now, Pat. Keep stroking fast. I want you to get to the edge. Well, I use my fingers, which are now nice and wet with your spit, to rub my pussy. You like that, don't you? You want nothing more to please your mistress, don't you? I know, my good boy. You're basically licking my pussy. Your face just inches away. Your saliva on my fingers. Rubbing my clit. Fingering my pussy. Tell me you want to please me. Tell me my pleasure comes before your own. Tell me that you get pleasure when you make me feel good. Tell me that you want me to come. Oh, fuck. I love owning you like this. You know what would make me feel really good? Seeing you come with me. I don't care what Miss Wendy told me. She's not here anymore. I am. And I want to see you come with me. Don't think about disobeying me. Remember, Miss Wendy told you to treat any commands of mine like they were hers. You wouldn't disobey Miss Wendy, would you? Of course you wouldn't. So you won't disobey me. By the time Miss Wendy gets back, it'll have already happened. I'm just going to tell her that you couldn't handle my teasing. That you were a bad boy and that you came early without permission. So keep stroking fast. I'm getting close and I want you right on the edge. I'm going to count you down, pet. When I get to one, you are going to come for me. 10. Fuck. The idea of making you come and just obeying Miss Wendy is so hot. 9. Until now, I was a good girl for her. 8. But actually, experiencing the power I have over you, the power that she had over me, it makes me want to come so bad. 7. Fuck. I might not even make it until the end of the countdown. 6. You want me to come, don't you, pet? 5. You do want to please me after all. 4. Beg me to come. Say please, Miss B. I want you to come. Good boy. 3. More. Keep begging. You're begging. You're on the edge of coming. Disobeying Miss Wendy. Fuck, it's gonna make me come so hard. Remember, pet, you're gonna come with me when I get to 1. 2.
Now, what is going on here?
Miss Wendy?
Baby girl, you weren't going to complete that countdown just now, were you? You weren't going to have him come just now, right? Not when I explicitly told you to just tease and edge him.
I'm so sorry, Miss Wendy.
You weren't, were you?
I wasn't going to originally, I swear, but experiencing that power, that control, for real, for the first time like that, it just felt so good. And then the thought of disobeying you crept into my mind, and I couldn't get it out. I'm sorry, Miss Wendy.
Now, baby girl. I know that feeling of control, of making a strong man like this submit to you. It's intoxicating. Of owning his pleasure, having him bend his will for you. I know that feeling. It's powerful. And, pet, I know you are simply following her instructions. You may continue. Both of you. Yes, that's what I want. Get back on the edge. You may restart your countdown from 5, baby girl.
Oh, thank you, Miss Wendy.
You're welcome.
Okay, pet. I want you back on the edge for me. Stroke fast. 5. I want you to get my fingers wet again. Do you like the taste of my pussy? Thank you, pet. 4. Beg for me to come. I want to hear how much you want to please me. How much you want to please Miss Wendy, too. 3. Beg me to come. Because my pleasure is your pleasure. Because my orgasm is your orgasm. Because you want to please me and you want me to come. 2.
Hands off, baby girl.
Yes, Miss Wendy.
You don't get to come. Don't forget about your pet. He's been such a good boy. He deserves to come, don't you think?
Sorry, Miss Wendy. You're right. He does deserve to come. 1. You may come now, pet. Come for me.
Good boy. Once you've milked all the cum out of your balls, Like that. I'll milk it out. I want you to crawl over to me and snuggle up against my thigh, pet. I want to run my hands through your hair, give you some head pats. Oh, yes, you've been such a good boy. Baby girl, surely you didn't think that stunt you pulled would go unpunished, did you? As much as I understand your reasoning, you still disappointed me. You knowingly disobeyed me and tempted my good boy. Now I want you to get on your hands and knees and lick his cum off the floor.
Yes, Miss Wendy.
Good girl. Do you like that, baby boy? Seeing Miss Val on all fours, licking your cum off the floor. I think you both did very well. Yes, with one major slip-up. Regardless, I hope you both enjoyed today's exam. I did. Oh, yes, I did.